Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with...
You know who?
Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Buenos dias. Bonjour.
Mabuhay.
Guten Tag. Strazwichi. Kya hal hai?
Ciao.
Ni hao.
Ciao.
Awesome. All right, so we just finished watching the series The Day the Universe Changed, which is the second James Burke series that we've watched, and we found out that according to physics, every particle is a wave. All reality depends on your point of view, on how you observe the reality determines what you decide it is, but that there is in fact no objective truth or constancy or certainty about anything in the entire universe. And the universe, unless you would say the one certainty is that there is no certainty and that everything changes every day, all the time, which reduces all existence to a range of possibilities and probabilities.
And did you forget about domabilities?
Domabilities. So Thompson, my mind is blown. What do you think about that? Photons and the two-slit experiment and relativity?
Can
you explain the many worlds theory to me? You were talking to me about that before the show.
Yeah. Wait until the listeners hear something that might blow their mind.
Okay. Drop knowledge.
Okay. We're going to explain about the many worlds theory. Remember the double split experiment, any of you listeners?
Explain the double slit experiment.
Remember the experiment where a particle was fired through two slits and showed that it got through both slits and was in two places at the same time? Look through closely.
So that proved that particles were waves.
And then look through closely. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. The particle seems to interfere with one slit. The same way water waves mingle when two stones are dropped side by side to a pool. So it only goes through one slit, so that's not true. That'll blow your mind, listeners.
But then why does it make two marks on the electron sensitive paper on the other side of the slits? Or does it? I don't know, man. My mind is blown. We're running up on the edges of, you know, 1960s physics.
That experiment is right and wrong. So it is right. It's just that happens in a parallel universe. Similar to ours, but parallel. And it's one that you'll never be able to visit. Shame.
Oh, interesting. So it seems like to me, over the course of the last 2,000 years or so, we have been trying to unwrap and slowly and steadily erasing Aristotle's view of the world, like his idea about water flotation and Galileo punching a big fat hole in that. Remember, if Aristotle said that everything had surfaces and that if you broke the surface, that's why things sank. But if you didn't break the surface, it would float on top, which is why ice floated on top, because it didn't actually break the surface of the water. We know that is completely ridiculous and wrong. So it seems like most stuff, we're still fighting these Aristotelian notions of the functions of the universe, this sort of logic plus geometry structure that we place over the chaos of nature and call order.
Oh,
order. Is there order or is it all chaos?
I think it's all order and chaos.
So it has a duality like the particle-wave duality?
Wave-particle duality.
Okay, wave-particle duality.
I don't know that answer.
I don't either. I think we're still trying to investigate that. I do know that what you look for is defined by the structure you're allowed to operate in.
Well, wait. If any listeners think that Mars has no moons, think again. Because Mars actually is the only planet with two moons. The two moons are named Deimos and Phobos.
I bet people didn't actually know that. I didn't know that until recently, and I don't even know why I didn't. Thought I had pretty good handle on basic astronomy. Turns out I didn't.
Yeah, and if you think our Earth has no moons, think again.
They just discovered a giant watery ocean on the moon Ganymede outside Jupiter. That just came out today.
Ganymede? What?
Ganymede is absolutely loaded with water.
Oh my god. Shut my mouth about astronomy.
You've always been a big astronomy fan. What's your favorite thing out in space?
My favorite spacecraft out of space is New Horizons. And because New Horizons boldly goes where no man has gone before.
Indeed it does. Is that the one that's out looking at Sirius right now?
Sirius?
Yeah, Ceres, the moons of Pluto.
Ceres is actually an asteroid, but it was considered to dwarf planet in one time.
Oh, all right. My gosh, we're already out of time. Got any special shout-outs to the universe? Shout-outs to the universe.
Shout-outs to New Horizons, OrdCloud, who's coming, all you people, all you...
And Voyager 1 and 2, launched in my lifetime. The old school.
And don't forget Apollo 11 and Gaia.
Yep. And, of course, the Hubble Space Telescope. And what's the European one with the magnetism survey? Which one's that?
What do you mean?
The one that's looking for dark matter? Well, shout-outs to all of them.
The one that's looking for dark matter, I think maybe SETI has stopped searching for new life and is also searching for dark matter besides this new life.
I don't know. We'll see you next time. ELE.